session is on Shirley Stackman. SECKMAN Shirley 392. Please address this letter to. I'm sorry, this is just a copy to the chat. Ms. Stackman is a 58-year-old lady with multiple medical issues, returns to a follow-up clinical issues, doing fairly well for her age. She does have chronic sinusitis and fairly bad gastroesophageal reflux disease and has been evaluated by ENT in the past, where she has asthma episodes related to the gastroesophageal reflux disease and is followed by Dr. Sullivan regarding the same period. Overall, she seems to be doing well. Her weight is stable, appetite is good, denies any abdominal pain, urinary bowel complaints, no headache, visual complaints. Paragraph is physical available chart for review. Impression number one, severe gastroesophageal reflux disease on chronic PPI therapy. Number two, chronic sinusitis and asthma. Number three, coronary disease, hypertension, bilateral chronic lymphedema. Number four, peripheral vascular disease, Chasco's PTC. Number five, osteoporosis. Number six is asthma, followed by Dr. Sullivan plan. CBC, CMP, hemoglobin A1C to be done. Her last hemoglobin A1C was slightly elevated. Number two, discussed with the patient. We'll refer her to see Dr. McCleary since she's been on PPIs for more than 30 years to see if there's any other alternatives for her severe chronic gastroesophageal reflux disease. But I suspect she's not a surgical candidate for her GERD because of her age and other multiple medical problems. She does have bilateral lymphedema, which is superficial, bilateral lymphedema and superficial redness due to chronic stasis changes, but I do not believe she has any evidence of cellulitis at the present time period. Follow up in 4 months. End of dictation, this one 10-14-13. Thank you.